Blog Talk Radio.
I see you crying. I see you hurt. I see you reach. I know you worry from all your struggles.
Troubles.
And all your troubles. Too much to handle. What do you do? There's one thing that you must remember about my God.
That he always,
makes a way.
Yeah.
I know your situation's dim, and you can't see him, but
he always makes.
He always makes a way.
Yeah.
You're not in this by yourself. When there's no one left,
remember,
he always makes a way.
Somebody's been hurting.
I know you think about tomorrow, but don't forget
what he's already done.
About yesterday,
wow.
He brought you through, and he helped you make it through all the pain.
He brought you through.
He will come through. There's one thing,
yeah,
that you
remember.
Must remember about my God.
When it seems like it's over, he steps in.
Always makes a way.
I know.
It's a way. Not him.
Right now you can't see him.
Can't see him.
I know he will.
He always
makes a way.
You're
not alone. God will make a way.
Always,
he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Oh my God,
he always. Yeah.
Father God, we just thank you right now for what you're about to say in our lives. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for your love that you gave us when we felt unloved, God. Thank you for your word, your wisdom, and your ways, God. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who died on that cross for our on our behalf. So we would not see a burning hell, but live with you and reign with you for eternal glory, God. We just thank you and ask you for your love. We ask you for your forgiveness, God. Help us repent. Help us find mercy to you, God. God, we just ask you the things that we have done in the past. Please forgive us, God, things we have said and thought. God, find it in your heart to give us not a second chance, but another chance, God. God, we thank you right now for what you're doing in our lives. And though we don't feel love, God, you still love, because your word says that your love on the cross kept us alive in you, God. God, we just thank you right now for what you about to blow our minds, Father God, and we accept it with all integrity, with all gratitude. God, we just love you for who you are, and we just cannot express that enough, Lord, because you have made a way. You made more than one way, God, especially me, God. You knew that I was going to act up and act a complete fool, but you still find time out of your busy schedule to make me before the earth was formed. And God, I, for one, am grateful and thankful for you and to you for allowing me to live another day. In Jesus' name today, I pray. Amen. Amen. That was James Fortune and Fire. He will make a way, featuring Zaccardi. I can't remember his last name, but that was a beautiful song. You know, I just thank God that I have been allowed to do what he has called me to do and to preach and teach out of his word, not just for the people of God, but for myself, because my late grandma once said before she passed away, she said, before you preach to others, you make sure it preaches to you first. In other words, what she was saying, before you go out and minister to other folks who are hurting, you yourself have to make sure that the word speaks to you first directly. And I've been doing that since November of 2006, that even though I don't feel like doing it, I don't want to do it, I have been ordained and assigned to do it. And I just thank God for the privilege to speak before you today and have what thus says the Lord, because these are not my words. These are his words. And he's also given me the opportunity to speak out of hurt. A lot of us want to do damage to other folks, and you know, including myself, I ain't going to lie. But God said no, because he said that he shall repay. Revenge is his. And God can do a lot more than we could ever do or think or say. Amen. So we just want to give God the praise and give it to him because he cares for us. Go with me to the book of Romans chapter 7. We're going to go to two verses tonight, chapter 7 and chapter 8. I am reading from the NIV version, the new international version. Some of you may have the KJV, the NLT, the ESV. No matter what book of the Bible you have, it is God's word all the same. Amen. So if you have the book of Romans chapter 7, we're going to walk the word and go to verse 18. And it says, I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire, oh my God, to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do. This I keep on doing. Wow. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. Wow. Preach, Paul. Go with me to chapter 8. And you're going to read verse 28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Just for a little while tonight, for a few minutes of your time, I want to talk about God will allow you to get angry only to make you laugh again. Yes, he will. God will allow you and me to get angry at some people, at some things, situations, only to make you and I laugh one more again. And I just thank and praise God for that by itself, because yesterday God has allowed me to see some things that I did not want to see. I'm going to break it down for you. We all like to meet new people. Amen. We all want to be around some good folks. Amen. We all want to be around some people who are godly. Amen. But there come a time that we have to use our discernment for certain things or for certain people. And sometimes our discernment is so blindfolded because we see the outside of the situation. Amen. And God has allowed me to use my inner man, my inner spiritual man, to see what is going on inside of a person's mind by how they think, how they act, how they talk. And I ask myself, do I really want to be around these people who act like this? We all have been there. We have had some best friends. We have all had some girlfriends or boyfriends or a husband and wife. We've been around some folks who acted devilish. Come, you know, keep it real. Come on, keep it real. Keep it real. Keep it real. We've been around some folks at work, at school, in the community who act like the devil himself. But we get so blindfolded by what we see is cool. And we attempt to do the wrong thing because we are affected by what they do. Grandma once told me years ago that you cannot hang around certain people all the time because they will have a bad effect on you and your lifestyle. And that got me to thinking that day. I said, if I can't hang around so-and-so, then who can I hang around with? And like in Romans chapter 7 says, for I have a desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. In other words, Paul is saying, you cannot keep going on and on and on, like Erykah Badu, to be around some folks who know is no good for you. Oh, my God. The evil that I do not want to do, Paul is saying, I keep doing it. And just like Paul, you and I have the same desires to do what's right in God's eyes. But for some reason that I cannot explain, why we keep doing a devilish thing. Oh, my God. Why do I keep hanging around certain people in my life that I know are not good for me? Why do I say certain things I know I shouldn't say? Why do I perform certain acts I know I shouldn't do? Why do I think some things that I know I should not think? But God is so wonderful. God is so good that he knows our minds and hearts. The Bible says that for man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. And I'm so glad to God for myself, because last night or yesterday afternoon, there was a confusion in the atmosphere that got me so messed up, I wanted to fight. Not with a physical fist-blowing attack, but with my words. Because what happened to me was just so disturbing, I could not believe it happened. But as I woke up this morning, God was showing me something, and he said, son, I took you through that journey because I wanted to see what was going to happen down the road. So instead of you finding out later down the road, you found out today. And a lot of us don't like that. A lot of us don't want to see what's going to happen. How is the story going to end, God? I'm going to finish the book I'm reading. How's it going to end? But God says, no, that chapter in your life is closed. And a lot of us are hating on God or hating God for the chapters he has closed in our lives. Because the Bible says that for the love, excuse me, not that verse, but we live in a sinful nature. Who was it that said that I was born in sin, shaped in iniquity, and yet in sin my mother conceived me? So we don't come out the womb speaking in tongues or carrying a Bible or wearing a gold cross around our neck. No, we come out the womb sinful and are destined for hell. But thanks be to God, he sent his only begotten son, Jesus the Christ, to die for our sins, to die for you, brother, to die for me, sister. It is a wonderful thing that he has done for us, to die on a hill called Calvary. Because he knew the things that we are going through that we would not like, and we would retaliate in the process. But the evil sin that is in us, because we are human, we're not sinless, but we should sin less. And Paul says, it is the sin living in who? Me. That does do it. So we need to stop tripping about how folks are treating us and say, well, they made me mad. Can nobody make you mad? Because what that's really saying is that we are the puppet, they are the puppeteer. Can nobody make you and I mad unless you're crazy? I refuse to let anybody get me so upset that I have to go out and do some stupid stuff that I may regret down the line. I learned a very good lesson from my doctor years ago. He said, Aaron, you keep acting crazy. You keep getting upset, having these unexplained migraine headaches on the right side of your temple. You're going to kill yourself. What my doctor was saying was, he was saying to me that I had a blood vessel in my right side of my brain. But if I got too upset, I would blow a blood vessel and go into a coma or die on the spot. So I would calm my nerves and ask God to help me figure out what's worth getting upset about. Pick and choose your battles. Pray about it. Ask God for help. Because I tell you, ain't nobody on the face of this planet is worth you getting upset about or dying for, except Christ. Yeah, I'll die for him. But for anybody else, it's off limits. So when Paul said that, for what I do is not the good I want to do, but it's the evil I do not want to do. But I find myself keep on doing it. I like Paul because Paul is breaking it down to a fact where just for me in my house, me and myself, that I have to stop, think, pray about it, and ask God to remove what is in me to the evilness that I have in my spirit to leave. And sometimes, excuse me, scratch that, all the time, that means if the person that you're with, whether family or friends, you have to let go. You know what you mean? In my family, I got to cut them loose. Yeah. I don't mean just disowning them. I'm just saying let them go. Let God deal with them because whatever is in them cannot affect you. I love my family to life, but there are some things that they do and say I do not tolerate. And before I get upset with them, I have to leave the area, or if I'm on the phone with them, I have to go. Because it is a sinful nature that's in me that wants to get all riled up and belligerent and just go crazy on some folks. But I can't do that because God said that is not of him. And I don't know about you, but I want to be like Christ every day. And it don't really matter what the person that you're dealing with did to you or said to you. If God is showing you a way out, take it. Stop trying to hold on to nonsense that will not benefit your life. Well, that's my best friend. I just met this person. I'm giving him a chance. Because sometimes giving them a chance will give them the attitude and the green light to do more damage to you. Because they will see what kind of person that you are and use it against you. Okay, y'all not getting this. I was talking to a female a while ago, and I think I'm a pretty nice guy sometimes. I think I'm a very cool, calm individual, down-to-earth individual. But what I would say to her, she would use it against me and tell me, oh, you're so defensive. You're so sensitive. I'm like, well, what you're saying about me, yeah, I'm going to defend myself because I can. But I'm not sensitive. I'm just saying what you're wrong at, and I will tell you the truth about it. And that's the problem we have now. We pick some friends who do not want to hear the truth. I got friends to this day who cannot stand my guts because I told them the truth. I don't like Aaron. He's crazy. He told me the truth. What about somebody did I know I should be doing? Well, was it his opinion or God's opinion? I don't know. It was God's, I guess. He was keeping the Bible. But they hate, no, they hating me. God said it, but they hate me. That's how some folks are. And we get angry by it. God says, no, chill. I got this. Relax. And I thank God for the attitude he gave me years ago. When I get upset and so angry, I have to laugh at somebody or something. Laughter is good for the soul, amen? Laughter is good for it. To me, it is the best medication on planet Earth, laughing. Not if you laugh with me or at me, it's all good. Because I'm laughing at you too. So for me to get upset yesterday, I was wrong for that. And God said, you don't have to actually forgive them to them personally or give them a call, but I know you forgave them. And I did, because I let it go. I said, God, I can't do this anymore. I mean, they're saying this and that. I'm thinking we can have a good night, try to have a good friendship at least. But God, I can't be with them. I can't talk to them anymore because of the nonsense. And God said, let me give it to me. The Bible says to cast all our cares upon him. It didn't say just some of your cares or a little bit of your cares. No, he said all. All of your cares, all of our cares. And what God is saying to us, he is saying, if you did that now, you would have the strength you have in you. Wait a minute, God. Hold on, Lord. Wait a minute. Are you telling me if I give you all my problems, financial, psychological, mental, emotional, relational, if I give you all that stuff to you and don't worry about it, you mean to tell me, God, that I won't stress? And God is saying, yeah. A lot of us pray and stress out anyway. If we gonna worry, don't pray. If we gonna pray, don't worry. Because you can't do both. And why would you want to do both anyway? I don't know about you, but I'd rather pray about it than worry about it. And don't get me wrong, I know we're human beings. I know that, but sometimes we get a little bit sidetracked and say, I don't know if you can do God, but God says, pray about it. Give it to me. How are we going to work this? How are you going to work this out, God? Don't worry about it. Give it to me. I got this. God, but nothing. Give it to me. Well, try this first, God, and then I'll come to you. No, no. Give it to me first. I'll deal with it. I'll stop coming before you even knew about it. God will make a way, like the song says, God will make a way out of no way. So why are we stressing over somebody's insecurities? Why are we worried about over our finances? God is saying, give it to me. I don't get back in school, God. God says, give it to me. God, I'm going to pay my rent, God. God is saying, give it to me. God, I don't know how this is going to work out. We've been together so many years. God is saying, give it to me. They're my best friend, Lord. I didn't listen to me. Give it to me. I can't find a job, God. Give it to me. Give it to him. Don't hold on to it. Release it. The story goes, the young child was on a farm, and he was catching butterflies. Caught a few of them in his jar, with poke holes in the lid. Ran to his dad and said, Dad, look what I got. I got butterflies. But they're just going around in circles. Father took the jar and said, Son, I know why they're going in circles. Why, Dad? Why are they going? Why can't they? Why aren't they sitting down, being still? Your dad said, son, they were born to fly. Whatever you have in your jar, release it. Because what you have that God wants so badly, he is ready to let it fly. Let it fly. In other words, let it go and give it to God. Because no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're going through, even in your darkness days, your darkness nights, God will rain so many blessings upon your life that you will not have room to receive it. Your cup will run over. Because the best that God gives us, it's not all of it for us, but it's for somebody else. So whatever you have in store that you're worrying about, stressed over, don't get angry. Don't pitch a fit. Laugh. Because you may feel angry right now, but in the morning, joy will come, and God will make you laugh. God bless you.
After the storm, sometimes we still need a shower. God, let it rain.
I'm in a drought, I need you to rain on me. Lost in darkness, I need you to shine on me. I need you now, please come and rescue me. Let it rain.
Let your breath rain on me. Let your smile rain on me.